it's great to be here this Sunday, and I'm going to move this out of the way because we got some things for you to see. But we had a great trip, and it was a great time. And of course, part of the highlight of our trip was getting to go to after we spent a week in Mexico to be in Round Rock, Texas, with not only our friends the Subers, but also to see Jason and Sarah, and mostly Jack. And Jack is like all over the place, and he made me feel like $1 million because he just loved on me, and I was just taking on there. Really, he just likes my beard, but I pretended that it was me, and he pulled on my beard and kissed on me and loved on me, and it was an awesome time. So we sure miss those guys, but they're doing what God's called them to do. And I called Sarah out, and I had her sing for the closing of service the first time she sang there. And then I asked while we were there, I says, how many has ever heard Stephanie preach? And nobody raised their hand because she hasn't spoke since they've been there. I said, well, she's the best preacher in this house. So after church, they were all over Sarah saying, you got to start singing. And they was all over Pastor Stephanie saying, we want to have a ladies' night and you're going to be preaching that. She was like, thanks. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. So today's an amazing day, and I'm so excited about being here. And we sent out a little text this week. And anybody get the text? Raise your hand if you got the text. Raise your hand real high if you got the text. Raise it real high. Awesome. Because a lot of, after we sent the text out, I talked to a lot of people. Said, did y'all get the text? Like, no, what text are you talking about? So I talked to all the wrong people, I guess. But somebody got the text, and they called church and said, hey, is Pastor resigning or is he leaving? And I was like, no, you're not that lucky. I'm hanging around for a while, so sorry to disappoint you with that. But that was just a joke. Laugh, everybody. All right. And so, but today I do want to share some things about our heart and about our vision, about where we're going. And I'm just super, super, super excited about it. I believe this is going to be one of the most exciting years that the Harbor's ever experienced. And I truly believe that. I'm not just saying that to pump you up. I really feel in my spirit that we're in a season that God's going to multiply the things that we touch. How many believe God's ready to do some multiplication? Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And so I'm going to share some of those things with you. But before I do, I want all the men to hear me tonight. If you are a man or a almost man, young age man, I want all of you to be here tonight, because tonight we're going to share about some things just for men, just for the men, that's going to happen next year, and it's going to be exciting, and Keith Murray is going to be sharing those things with you. So all of our men, come tonight, and listen, if you don't want to come for that, come for Keith's barbacoa tacos. I mean, hey, so that's going to be out. The women can't come, just the men. So, so that's going to be awesome tonight. Are y'all excited about the kingdom of God?
Amen.
Anybody excited? Where's Ryan at? Can you come up here with your camera? You got your camera? Any camera? Just a pic. I got a camera. Never mind. I got it right here. Never mind. I got it. I forgot I had a camera. All right. I want everybody to take your 3D glasses. How many got 3D glasses? All right. Why don't you put your 3D glasses on, because I'm going to take a picture of you guys. Let's see if I can get a. Here we go. You don't trust my. Oh, you think your Android's better? All right, we'll see which one's better. On your mark, look at that. That's a great pick. I can't get everybody though. I need a panoramic. Let's see if I can do a pano. Here we go, pano. All right, here we go, pano right here. All right, y'all ready? Everybody got your glasses on? Do something fun. Don't just sit there. All right, just put some fun. All right, here we go. All right, that's awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I like that look, Ange. Way to go. All right. Perfect. The front row over here. All right, I got all of you. Perfect. All right, awesome. Thanks. So we're going to be talking about, you can leave those on if you really feel like those are really doing something for you. All right. I love them, because I saw somebody before church knows walking around with them. I was like, that's so cool, man. I'm going to be talking today about having a 3D church. A 3D church. And on the side of your glasses, we've written on the side of it, says 3D church on one side. And the other side says love, equip, and go. I want you to say that with me, all right? Everybody, let's say it together. Love, equip, and go. I don't know how long we'll be able to sit in this chair, because I'm so excited. Are we like taking laps in a minute? Love. Let me read this passage of scripture from 1 John 4. Those who are loved by God, let the love continually pour from you to one another, because God is love. Everybody say, God is love.
God is love.
Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences this intimate knowledge of Him. Everyone who is loving God is fathered by God. Come on, somebody. That's a sermon all by itself right there, ain't it? I mean, there's no greater father than Father God. Am I right? That's awesome. The one who doesn't love has yet to know God, for God is love. The light of God's love shines within us, and when He sent His matchless Son into the world so that we might live through Him. This is love. He loved us long before we loved Him. It was His love, not ours. He provided by sending His Son to be the pleasing sacrifice offering to take away all of our sins. I added a little word there. To take away all of our sins. Delightfully loved ones, if you loved us with such tremendous love, then loving one another should be our way of life. Everybody say, loving one another should be our way of life. I want you to come up here for a second, Miss Rita. Hurry. Run. Fast. Come on. I didn't know I was going to do this today either, so this is a little ad lib right here. It was so ironic. She had no idea what I was preaching this morning. Come on, give me a hug. I like your hugs. She got the best. Oh, hallelujah.
I love
Jesus in that hug right there.
I love Him.
All right. I love you too.
I love
Let's
Father.
Have a moment right here.
Yes.
All right. This morning we were just talking about how the chaos and confusion of the lies of the enemy that is being spread in the media and it's just causing division that's not even real. And she was talking about something that she had recently saw about this, how you say it?
Leviathan
spirit that causes division.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that our president really actually knows he's doing this, but he's calling it fake news. You know, he's calling this fake news. And I don't know if he's doing that for his own gain or whatever, but nevertheless, it's the truth that everything's been spewed out here is twisted and turned, and it's a lie. It's not truth. There's only and the deal is because the enemy wants us divided.
Yes. Divide and conquer.
And if he can divide us, and I'm not just talking about black and white and Hispanic and Asian, I'm talking about divided in our homes,
everywhere.
Divided in our hearts, divided in our minds. Just anywhere you find the word division to fit in, that's his purpose. Amen. But when we're united, we're powerful. But you cannot be united just by saying. And I've seen this so many times. I've seen so many times that I've been a part of this, not for this reason, but it just have these moments where you have these little kumbayas where, you know, we're gonna come together black and white on a stage. But are we coming together really? Like, coming together is not what you do right here because we really do love each other. That ain't no joke. But that's a heart thing. And a heart thing happens is when you do this first. I love God. Then I love people.
Exactly.
And I want you to look at that. God loved us, and he loved the Father first. Jesus loved the Father, and then he loved us. And he died for us so that we could come together.
Amen.
It's a very powerful thing. Thank you, honey.
Amen.
And so when we really truly love, it spills out of our hearts. It spills out of our conversations. It spills out of the very essence of who we are. And if we don't love, the scripture says this. I didn't say this. You just read it in the Bible. If we don't love, the scripture says we don't love God. Amen. We can say we love God, but if we hate others, we don't really love God. We love what God does for us, but we don't really love God. Can I get a better amen?
Amen.
All right, I got to go, or I'm going to keep preaching right there. Ephesians 4, equip. And he has appointed some with the grace to be apostles, and some with the grace to be prophets, and some with the grace to be evangelists, and some with the grace to be pastors, and some with the grace to be teachers. And their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own work of ministry. I love how that's written. To do their own work of ministry. As they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ.
Yeah.
This grace ministries will function until all attain the oneness of the faith, until we all experience the fullness of being one with the Son of God. And finally, we become one perfect man with the full dimensions of spiritual maturity and fully developed into the abundance of Christ. So he set up the fivefold ministries, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors, for the purpose to equip you, the saints of God, to do what he created you to do. You see, here the deal is, there, every one of you, every single person in here was created to do something amazing for God. There's nobody in here exempt from that. Everyone was created to do something amazing for God. And so what the ministry is developed for is not so you can come on Sunday and be preached to, but so that you could be equipped so that you could go out and do some amazing things for God. So that you could be plugged into the purpose of the kingdom of God in your own life. And so much of what we've done in the American church has become a consumer mentality. That we come to church to get, but that would be okay if we came to get so we could give. But oftentimes we come to get so that we can come to get, so that we can come to get, so we can come and get some more. And then when that doesn't tickle our ears or it's not what we're wanting to get, then we think about like, oh well, you know, church is boring, church is not, don't have much life to it, we make excuses about this, that, or the other. But the truth of it is, everything God's put inside of you was for you to give away. He filled you with his spirit so you could give it away. He blessed you with finances so you could give it away. He gave you talent so you could use it for him. And every single second of your day was given by God so that you could give it away. So we start with our home. That's the first place we need to give our life away. I don't need to just be daddy because I had kids, but I need to be father because God has put this amazing opportunity in my life to raise up a next generation that's going to be world changers. And so whatever God's put in me, I need to be giving it away at home. Then we need to give it away to our coworkers and to the people in the marketplace. We always are giving away what God has purposed in our life. I'm going to help you today. When you just get, you become stale. And then you have to go look for something that tastes good to you again. You know what I'm saying? And so you always look. But when we start giving and giving and giving and giving, we just want to experience more so that we can give more. Come on, somebody say amen. So we're equipping you. We want to equip you so that you can go from this place and you can be world changers. Every single person in this place. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more later on. And then go. Matthew 28:19 says, now go in my authority and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to be faithful followers of all that I have commanded you. And never forget, and I love this part, I am with you. You're not doing this by yourself. I am with you every single day. Even when the days, well, let me say it like this. Even when the days just suck. Come on, can we say that here? Can we just be real? When your day is terrible, I am with you. I'm here for you. That's so good. All the way to the end of the age, I'm going to be with you. I'm just telling you today that God's baptized you with not only the Holy Spirit, but he's baptized you with the love of God. And he's done this so that you could just go make disciples. Listen, we spend a lot of time in church in America going through seminars and learning how to have church growth. And really, I'm not opposed to those things because those things have helped us. But the truth of the matter is we really are not supposed to be building a church. We're supposed to be making disciples.
Right.
You know, if we made disciples, we wouldn't have big churches big enough.
Right.
We wouldn't have buildings big enough. We wouldn't have homes big enough. We wouldn't have places to meet big enough if we were making disciples. Jesus proved this in his discipleship model. What does it mean to be a true apostolic church? What does that model look like? Jesus modeled it with his 12 apostles. If you don't get anything else today, you just get these three things I'm fixing to tell you right now. You might want to write this down. He loved them for who they were.
Exactly.
He equipped them for where they were going. And he sent them to make more disciples like them.
Right.
He loved them for who they were. He knew that the power of God would change anything in their life that needed to be changed. He didn't try to, you know, what the old saying is, he didn't try to skin the fish before he caught it. He just caught them. He loved them for who they were. He poured his love out on them. And then he equipped them, and then they went and changed the world. And these were those that turned their world upside down. And we study the life of Jesus and all the things that he did, and then we study in the book of Acts the life of the apostles. They did more miracles than Jesus did as he was walking in the earth. They multiplied, and there was miracle signs and wonders that followed them. Come on, I believe that's the real plan of God. So I believe that's what a 3D church looks like. It looks like love, equip, and go. And I might would say it like this: love, equip, and make disciples. I believe the Harbor has been blessed through the years. It has always been a part of our heart to be a kingdom-minded church. We've been a kingdom-minded church from the very beginning. And somewhat so sometimes that we've been so kingdom-minded and not brand-named that there's times we probably should have done some things different because we were just so kingdom-minded. But I do believe that God's seen our heart and knows that we care more about the city of Hammond, about this region, about what God's doing in the states and in the nations than we do care about what goes on here on Sunday morning. Amen. And I want to keep that, but I do believe that God is going to use this house as for a equipping house, a training center, so that we can continue to spread the gospel around the world. It is our heart to reach every single soul we can. Every single soul. I wish everybody in this place would get a passion for the lost, like a burning passion for the lost. And as I was thinking about this this morning, even in prayer, I was thinking, Marvin, just stir up the passion in your own heart for the lost. When's the last time, Marvin, you stirred up the passion in your spirit for the lost? I want to get up every day and think about, hey, I want to stir my heart up for those that are lost, those that are dying, those that are in need of God, those that are in need of healing, those even church folks that are just lost. They're lost. They're wandering around, and they're just lost because they've been church, but they haven't been to the place that they understand who they are in Jesus Christ. And so that we make sons and daughters, and we create disciples that follow after him, that love him with all their heart. You know, this is not just about what Marvin Poole is doing. This is about what the Harbor's doing. Because the truth of the matter is I couldn't do what God's called me to do without you. And so we're partnered together in reaching the world, just reaching around the nation. We've been a part of a lot of opportunities that I want to share some more with you. But we've been blessed. This church has been blessed. And I'm excited about what God's doing in the next. I also want to just share with you Heart and Hands in Mexico and explain a little bit about that. Heart and Hands is a ministry that I'm participating with now, that you're participating with. And what happened was is that the family who had Heart and Hands ministry, they'd been there for 23 years. And when we went deer hunting there 4 years ago, God put something in my spirit. He just put something in my heart for this city. And I just felt like God was calling us to do something there. And then I just kind of, I love people, so I just kind of pushed it off, you know. And so it just stirred in my heart. And I went back a couple years later, and as I drove through the city, I felt the same thing again. So we come home, and I shared with John, who runs the ranch there in Mexico. And I said, I just feel this urge to do something amazing for God in Acuna. And he's like, Julie and I have been praying about that ourselves. And so we started praying into it, and I went to a staff meeting at Healing Place Church, and I was having lunch with one of the mission pastors there, and I told him what I was feeling in my spirit. He said, look, you don't need to go start something there. We have a missionary that's been there 23 years, and he died, and she's trying to run this ministry by herself. Why don't you partner with her and just assist her? And I was like, hey, that's perfect. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We could just go in alongside them. And so we started doing that, and as we were doing that, we had no idea what would come out of that, but God is perfect. How many of the God has a plan? And so this year she called me and she said, listen, I cannot do this. I'm 73 years old. I live in Dallas. It's too much for me. I just feel like God's saying that he sent y'all to take over this ministry. And so we've been partnering with them and then taking over the ministry and rebranding some of the things, bringing the website up to date, on and on. I could share a lot about that. But here's what I love most. The pastor and his son that you saw, I really believe this, honestly believe this. This is what's so exciting. They're not over there asking and begging for money. They don't have some poor spirit like, oh, gosh, if we don't have y'all, we're going to die. I really believe they have a passion for their region. He pastors 40-something pastors, and he's got a heart so much like the Harbor. It just kind of blows my mind. We sat with him. It's like, oh, my God, he has our same DNA. And then Ryan was his first time to meet him, and Ryan was like, it's unbelievable. And how much of their DNA just meshes with ours. And I really believe that he trusts God and to a level that he's going to build a church and he's going to expand a church in Acuna with or without us. But God's given us the privilege to partner with him because of the passion. So it's a successful ministry that's going to move forward that we get to partner with. And I'm super, super, super excited about that. We also get to partner with Iron Kite International, which is Neil Brewer. And Neil and his family have been just so connected to our family and our heart. And as a matter of fact, after this service today, at the end of the service, we're going to take up an offering to him. They have a very special need right now that they've sent out to us, and we're going to bless them with an offering today to help them in this special event. Again, though, I love Neil's heart. His heart is for, I asked Neil, I said, how long are you going to Iraq? He said, forever. Forever. I'm going forever. He's taking his four kids. They're on the ground there ministering. As you know, if you heard in the news, it's been pretty volatile over there. But through your prayers and through our prayers, God has kept them safe, and they're still going and expanding the kingdom of God in those refugee camps, which is so amazing. People are coming to know Christ, and their lives are being changed, and that's because of you being a part of that. And then the Life Church in Lithuania, the Miller family that was here this year. And they, too, are an amazing family that's doing amazing things for God. If you're not on their website, on their Facebook page, you need to be. Because they have gone after the young adult ministry, and they've gone after college students, and they're training them in music, and they're having this big concert every year that the government has put their stamp on and is backing, and they're doing this huge university concert, and they're in that concert, they're singing gospel songs as a part of the curriculum. It's super amazing. But once they've opened that, God opened that door, their church looks like a college and career ministry. It's just full of young people. It's super amazing. And then we also have helped plant this year Life Church in Picayune, Mississippi. I was talking to him on the phone yesterday. He was so exciting. He's not even a year old yet, and they had over 200 this past Sunday, then just busting out the doors, and they're looking for new buildings. And we have helped them in many different ways, but we gave them chairs. We helped them with their video. Ryan's been to help them several times in the course. He's one of the my sons in the Lord, which I'm talking to on a daily, weekly basis and helping pour into him as he just expands the kingdom of God in Picayune, Mississippi. And then Oasis Church in Round Rock is completely crazy. That's crazy praise going on up in there. They're stuffed in there like sardines. They had around 500 this past week. They celebrated 1 year. Come on, let's give God praise for that. That's so awesome and so incredible. And then, as well as our Mandeville campus, which I'm going to be talking about a little bit more later on. We also support local missions, which is our Daily Bread Food Bank here in town, and the Helping Hands Ministry, and then our very own RFK. And so we believe that RFK is part of our mission field, and we just love what we get to do with them locally. All of those local things are touching the poor, touching the broken, touching the hurting, and you get to be a part of that. As we got coming up next week, we get to feed our community. And that's just a God thing, people. That's a God thing. It's what Jesus did. And as part of having an apostolic church, not to mention disaster relief. And praise God, I hope we don't get to do any of that ministry anytime soon. But I'm glad that when we do have a hurricane or a flood or a tornado, that we're willing to respond. And one of our very first disaster reliefs that we ever did when we was a little church down in downtown is when an apartment complex that was over by the university caught on fire. We were the first responders to that and brought those young people that were students into our church, gave them toothbrushes, gave them place to go, and fed them while they were getting settled. And I just believe God's called us to that as well. I felt it was important that I spend a little time today sharing with you some of the things that we believe are fundamentals, not only of this house, but of the heart of God. And some things that are going to be coming up next year. And I'm going to try to stay on script here, and I would just want you to, I don't want this to sound like blah, 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 but I, at the same time, I want to cover this information. I believe that this year, as we expand not only our physical building, but we're, God's going to expand our reach. And so on your seat, you have a little card. And on that little card, it shows a picture of our building. And does everybody understand that? Can y'all see? Can y'all got the vision? And so this is going to be awesome. We our plans went to the fire marshal this week, and they're getting approved right now. And we're going to, out here where the tent is, that's going to be added on to, and then on the side of this building for our office complex. And it's going to add about 5,000 square feet to our existing building. This will move us from 183 chairs that we have right now in the building. It'll move us from 183 chairs to 386 seats in the house. So we're going to more than double. Our stage will be there. We're going to rip out all of these walls all the way through to the nursery. And then we're going to have the opportunity to redo our offices as well as our children's area. And I'm super, super, super excited about this, because it's going to give us a little elbow room and some growth, room for growth, as we see some amazing things happen in our city this coming year. We're launching a new Harbor Kids Mentoring Club. I am so, I'm going to try, I told myself, I put me like, don't get caught up right here. But I'm so excited about the Harbor Kids Mentoring Club. We're going to give our kids the opportunity to use their God-given gifts at an early age of their life, is that we teach them to walk in their purpose and who God created them to be. And it's so, going to be so exciting, because so as we reach them and plug them into ministries before they reach that adolescence year, and they know and they understand their purpose and their calling, so then when they step into their teens, they're not trying to figure out who they are. Amen. Come on, can I get a better amen? Amen. Now, I've tried to look around and find someone that's doing this, so I love to just tag on to somebody that's doing something great. I'm not the guy that needs to invent the wheel, but I haven't found anybody doing this yet. But I just believe that God has spoken to my heart about this. As I begin to share this with my team, and then I shared it with our overseers, and I shared it with some other people like Seth Dahl, he's like, that is the purpose of God. Yeah. Next door right now, our kids are being trained and equipped. And they're powerful. They're powerful. And so we want to plug them in. So if they feel a call to prayer ministry, they're going to go through Michelle's class. And then when the altar time comes in our services, we're going to raise those kids up, that they're standing at the altar being mentored and learning how to flow and touch people's life and pray with people, and just equipping them so as they move into their teenage years, when all the world's pulling on them, they'll know who they are in God. We want to give them a better chance to not to have to go through those situations where they have to try to fight for their identity, but they are solid in who God created them to be. So that's going to be an amazing thing. And I'll just stop with that before I get too fired up. This coming year, we wanted to see more of our youth not only go to one of our youth small groups, we call them hangouts, but we also want to see our youth feel equipped enough to go start their own small groups and participate in small groups and build community and learn how to love people that's not exactly like them. And so when they're walking through that youth age, so many times they're trying to find that place. We want them to understand what it is that the variety is the spice of life, and that they get to be with other people and get to connect with other people, which is a very powerful thing. And so we want to equip them more to do that, and understanding that they know what God's called them to do as well. And so then we're going to come once a month. Everybody say once a month. Once a month, we'll gather all those young people together. We'll have an incredible worship service here with an incredible word from God, and it's going to be impacting their lives, and we'll be high energy and an opportunity for them to be involved in the kingdom of God as well. And then our young adults, and as Peyton already announced, that we're doing this family dinner. I haven't been to one yet because they told me I couldn't come, but I want to go anyway, so I might just go because I'm the pastor. and show up at one. But they're having family dinner, and I think this is a great time of fellowship where they're bringing all the young people together and connecting with one another. It's not a church service. It's actually a fellowship. And young people need fellowship and young adults. So that's ages 18 to 35. That's probably why they won't let me go. But it's an amazing time, and they're having a great time doing that. And here's their little slogan, and I added to it. They said, "Dinner's on us." And then I said, "Oh, that's good. Dinner's on us." And I said, "But can I'm going to add some more to it? So dinner's on us, showing up is on you." Yeah. So anyway. So it's time of connecting with people, which is really great. And then for our adults, we're going to do something because we're not having youth service here on every Wednesday night, only once a month. We're going to have equipping classes here on Wednesday night for all of our adults. And when I say adults, that's anybody from our, 18 and up adults who wants to come. And in January, we start our first equipping class. It's going to be on arrows. It's really about bringing the kingdom of God right into your family unit. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be done by Seth Dahl, and it's going to be an amazing time, and you want to be a part of that. And so those things will last for a few weeks at a time, like semesters, and then we'll have different ones throughout the year. I'm trying to hurry here. I want to go back to just talking about Amandaville. About March, we begin to meet on Wednesday night. Ann's here today. Can you wave your hand over there? Ann's got an amazing house, and she had a group of people and said, "Hey, would you come over here and let's just see what God wants to do here." And I'd already felt this in my spirit for the last 5 years. I've been praying into that area, but I wasn't pushing any doors open. I was like, "God, you're going to have to open the doors. I'm not making anything happen. I got plenty to do." And so they made this request. And so we started meeting on Wednesday nights, and we'll have from anywhere from 10 or 15 to up to 30. We've had more than that. And so we're meeting on Wednesday nights, but we know that one of the things that we want to see happen is we want to find a location where we can have children's ministry as well as nursery, because on Wednesday nights, a tough time to do that on with people working in school and that sort of thing. And so we hope that in this next year, we'll have a new location in Mandeville, and that service will be held on Sunday evening. And so we'll have our services here and then on Sunday evening in Mandeville, and I'm really excited about that. I really feel like God is connecting that and making that happen. One of the plans that we have for this coming year is going to be great. It's our healing rooms, and we're going to have those both in Hammond and in Mandeville, where we'll have healing rooms where people can come, and we'll provide Sozo, which will help people heal from the inside and get their hearts right where they need to be in alignment with God, and then they can fulfill their purpose for the kingdom of God. And so many people they're just wandering around. Their hearts, they love God, but they just need to be healed. They need to be set free, and they need to know who God's created them to be. And through our Sozos, we'll be able to help people to be healed and to be launched in their purpose for the kingdom. So this is the last but not least thing, but in April, I felt God was just changing my heart about my personal ministry, and I was not completely sure what God was doing and what he wanted to do with me in the future, but I just began to pray through that and take counsel. How many know that in the multitude of counsel, there's safety? You know, when God's dealing with your heart about something, it's a good time, and as a pastor or whoever you are, to take counsel with other people. And so I began to take counsel and pray into that, and I began to share with my wife and our overseers. And it came very clear that the call of God on my life to be a spiritual father and to, to become more, fulfill that apostolic role that God's put in my heart, which I've always done. As you know, when Dutch Sheets was here, he prayed over Pastor Angela and I and said that you're going to be an apostle to this region. And I walked away from that meeting that night thinking, okay, God, what is apostle to the region? And God clearly said, you're already doing it. That was just kind of like a public display of like, hey, wave the flag. And so as we move in this apostolic anointing, I will be traveling some more than I have been in the past. But I know that this month I was gone a lot, and that will not be the norm. The reason I was gone this month is because we had to reschedule because of the storms in Houston. I was supposed to be in San Antonio in Round Rock last month, and so we had to kind of reschedule that. And then the March for Jesus in Acuna was already happening, so I stacked those on top of each other since I was going to be in Mexico. Austin was a lot closer than coming home and going back. So we packed those up together to make that trip more efficient. But I won't be gone that much. So for all those that said, Pastor, where are you being? I'm back. It's okay. I'm not going to be gone. My children don't want me gone that much, and my wife might, but my children want me home a little more. And so as we move in this apostolic anointing, I can't do this without you. This is not my ministry. This is our ministry. And we get to be a part of all these things that I showed you today because God is using this church and using this house to be truly an apostolic church. And that's what God's called us to be. And so I just feel like more doors begin to open, just like the Mexico thing. And once I said, yes, yes, God, I'll do this. Yes, God, the doors begin to open. Mandeville began to open. Mexico began to open. We started planting churches in Oasis and Picayune, and those churches started beginning to open. And so I just wanted you to have an understanding that pastor's not resigning, I'm not leaving, I'm not going anywhere, and we got a great team around here, and we got great people. And I love what I think it was Tessie said. It said, when we send our pastor out, it gives us an opportunity to fulfill the roles that God's called us to do. Amen. And so I was listening to the message that were preached over when I was out of town, and then Michelle's message was powerful. I didn't get to hear Angela's because it hadn't been posted yet, but I got to hear it before y'all did because she sent me her notes to read, and she's like, hey, tweak this. Anything that needs tweaking? I said, there ain't nothing on here that needs tweaking. It's awesome, girl. Go get them. And, of course, Peyton has been awesome, and I believe God's raising up some great people in our house. And so we want you to be involved in the kingdom of God. This is not my church. This is our church. Well, this is really God's church. And we all get to be a part of it. So let's raise the banner. Let's raise the bar. And let's evangelize this city. I was a little bit, I have to be honest with you, I was a little bit convicted when I watched churches, I don't remember how many churches it was, parade down the streets of Acuna, Mexico. And it was so powerful. Y'all saw those different pics. Each church had their own little theme, like a parade. It was amazing. And they all had their own little thing, and they had these big old speakers on the back of their cars. One had a flatbed trailer with a full band on it, and they walked 5 miles through the main drag of Acuna to lift up the name of Jesus. And then they stood on the plaza, which is the park right there at the border, and they said, Acuna belongs to Jesus. A gateway from America into Mexico. In the middle of all the things that are going on, Jesus says, I'm going to build my church. Yeah. I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And that's what God's called us to do as a house. But I tell you, I believe this year of evangelism in our city is going to be greater than it's ever been before. And it's going to be impacting. Worship team, you can come. It's going to change the lives of people. I got one more passage of scripture that I want to read. And I don't want you to just be a part of this. I want you to. I don't want you to be apart from the pew. I want you to be apart as we grow the kingdom of God together, as we move the church together. And in this January, we'll be kicking off our 21 days of prayer and fasting. In this 21 days of prayer and fasting that we're going to call Arise, I want you to be praying into your purpose for the kingdom. I walked through the doors this morning and I saw some people that I've been doing ministry with, and we've been here a long time doing church life together. And my thought ran through me again of all the purpose and the kingdom of God things that I know is in you, that I know is in your heart, that I've seen in your life. I've watched you over the years as you did certain things, and I watched the energy it built in you and the life it built in you. And then we get to the mundane of life, and sometimes the life, we get tired, and we just kind of set back. And we relax. But the scripture tells us that in the last day, God's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. We're living in a time when the Holy Spirit's being poured out like never before. We get to choose to be a part of that. We get to choose to be involved in the kingdom of God. I love Acts 1 and 8, and it says this. I promise you this, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be filled with power. Filled with power. Filled with power. Everybody say power. And you will be the messengers to Jerusalem and throughout Judea and the distant provinces, even to the uttermost parts of the earth. We've been called to be the messengers of the kingdom. That's our calling. Will you give God your yes this year, this coming year? You know, we normally don't do this vision till in January, but I felt it so on my heart to do this vision now, before we got into 21 days of prayer and fasting, before we launched into next year. I know through the holidays, sometimes we can just kind of get caught up in Thanksgiving. We can get caught up in Christmas and all the family and all the stuff that's going on. And that's awesome. I'm not against any of that. But can you give God your yes? And over the next 3 months, as we move from November through December and then our 21 days of prayer, can you say, God, show me what it is that I'm supposed to be doing? God, get me involved in the purpose of the kingdom of God. There's a lot of opportunities to serve right here in this house. Those are not jobs. Somebody said, you're just trying to fill. No, they're not jobs. They're opportunities to be a part of the kingdom of God. Be a part of what God is doing. And every single person that walks through our doors gets to experience the presence of the Holy One and the love of Jesus. And that is awesome. But in 2018, I don't want it to be confined to those people who walk through our doors. I want us to be carriers of the message of the Lord. So will you, this morning, would you just bow your head, and I'm just going to ask them to sing.